The words of Jesus, once again, from the Upper Room Discourse, spoken to his disciples shortly before his trip to the Garden of Gethsemane with them, recorded today for us in the 16th chapter of John's Gospel. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Strange words of Jesus. These spoken about the Holy Spirit, as a lot of his upper room discourse is spoken about the Holy Spirit, telling his disciples that when he leaves this earth at his ascension, shortly thereafter, he will indeed send the Holy Spirit, who will guide them into all truth. But these words of Jesus says when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to do three things. He's going to convict the world of three things, I should say. Sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now those words, of course, sound very, how do I describe it, hammer-like, very club-like, very club-over-your-head-like. He's going to convict the world of sin, shame on you all. He's going to convict the world of righteousness, because it is an unrighteous world. And he's going to convict the world of judgment, because that's what the world's going to receive when Jesus comes again. And many view these words of Jesus in this way, of course, and therefore many view the entire gospel in this fashion, as more of a club, as more of a threat, rather than words of comfort and cheer. Well, obviously, I'm going to opt this morning for Jesus' words meaning something a little bit different than what we normally hear in connection with these words. Because it is my firm belief that it is the clear teaching of Jesus himself, and it is the clear teaching of the scriptures in general, that the work of the Holy Spirit is indeed to uphold Jesus Christ. That the work of the Holy Spirit is to witness about Jesus Christ. We talked just several weeks ago about the fact that it is not anywhere recorded in Scripture that the work of the Holy Spirit is to tell us about the future, is to tell us what Russia's next move is going to be, is to tell us what the next move of the President of the United States is going to be. And that's not his concern. Now, according to Jesus, he says, when the Spirit comes, he's going to convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. And taking for granted that this phrase also refers to Jesus Christ, because that's the work of the Holy Spirit, it is through those glasses, if you will, that we view these words this morning. He will convict the world of sin. Yes. The world needs to hear why Jesus Christ came into this world. And the reason that Jesus Christ came into this world is not to make it a better place for you and me to live, but to convince the world that it is sinful, that it is in need of the forgiveness of God, that it is in need of the love and charity of God, and that through Jesus Christ, that love and that charity comes to the world in the form of totally, completely free forgiveness of sin. Now that's not popular. Nobody in this world today, certainly in the world in general, individuals in the world want to hear that they are sinful. Sin is an outdated word. Sin is a word that the old church used centuries ago. It's an outdated concept to the world. To a world in which everyone who does their own thing in their own way is okay. But it is the message of the Holy Spirit that it's not okay. It is the message of the Holy Spirit that, look, we are a sinful lot. And while we may refrain from committing some sins that others do commit, we still remain sinful and in need of the forgiveness of God. That's the message of the Holy Spirit. He will convict the world, Jesus says, of sin. He will convince the world that it does indeed stand in need of God's forgiveness. And that forgiveness is found in Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus says concerning sin, because they don't believe in me. The Holy Spirit will come and work faith in individuals. Work in them that conviction that, yes, I need your forgiveness each and every day. He will convict the world of sin. Of righteousness, Jesus says, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. Now we've talked about righteousness, of course, in the past. How it is not a moral or ethical term, first off. Righteousness is a relationship term. Righteousness means to be in a right relationship with God. And what is that right relationship with God? Jesus said it in the first phrase, convicting the world of sin because they don't believe in me. The Holy Spirit will come and convince the world that the proper relationship to God is through faith in Jesus Christ. It's not how good a person is. It is not what a person does. It is not what a person doesn't do. That right relationship with God consists in faith in Jesus Christ. But Christ's work of redemption, you see, was not complete until His ascension. And that righteousness, that right relationship with God would not be complete had He not completed His work. The Holy Spirit will convince the world of righteousness because I go to the Father. The work's done. Nothing left to be done. What I did was perfect. And now by faith in me, you are in a right relationship with God. He will convict the world, Jesus says, concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. The good news is that though this world is not necessarily going to become a better place to live, that this world is deteriorating because of sin, that this world is the playground, if you will, for the evil one himself. Jesus says, well, rest assured, his days are numbered. He will not always go on tyrannizing my creation. And the Holy Spirit is going to convince us of that. That Satan's days are numbered. That he is not the ultimate victor as he would have us think. That Jesus Christ has defeated him. And he has been judged. That's why the New Testament writers say, be on your guard. Satan knows that. And he's looking to take anyone he can with him. But Jesus says, don't you mind. He's not the master. He's judged. And that is the message of the Holy Spirit. Now notice the common denominator in all of this. Once again, we come back to what? Jesus Christ. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He's not going to tell us what's going to happen tomorrow. He's not going to tell us what's going to happen 10 years from now. He's not going to tell us anything we might want to know like that. But He is here to tell us what we need to know. What we need to hear. He will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. Jesus Christ reigns. Amen.